Residency disputes are hardly new in Anchorage politics. 2 years ago, Republican State Senate candidate Errol Mayo attracted Democrat attention when he said he resided in his restaurant hotel and not with his wife in their home just outside district boundaries. And once an Anchorage Assembly candidate was challenged by a lawsuit charging he hadn't lived in the district long enough. The judge dismissed the suit, noting that the candidate had lived in the same house for several years. Reapportionment had simply altered district boundaries. On September 25th, the Alaskan Republican Party protested Chris Tuck's candidacy for House District 29 to the State Division of Elections. The party questions his residency and his name, saying he's legally Christopher Scott Mestis. McHugh Pierre is spokesman for the Alaska Republican Party.
You have to live in your district, and you have to be a voter in Alaska, and that means you file by your legal name and you're a registered voter. Well, Mr. Mestis is not a legally registered voter in Alaska, and it's questionable where he really lives. It seems like he truly lives in District 28.
District 29 became vacant when Republican incumbent Ralph Samuels decided not to seek re-election. Ron Jordan filed as the Republican candidate, and originally Bronson Fry as the Democrat. Fry withdrew, and on September 17th, Chris Tuck, a Democrat and member of the Anchorage School Board, registered. Pierre says a week later, the Republican Party submitted its candidacy protest to the Division of Elections. They also charged Tuck with voter fraud for not using his legal name. Tuck says, first of all, the District 28 address the Republican Party cites is his mother's.
I live at 8220 Barnett, but I oftentimes use my mom's address for mailing and everything because she sorts through my mail and does my mail stuff for me.
But he adds his school board phone and computer server are set up at his Barnett Drive apartment, which is in District 29. Tuck says he's collecting neighborhood confirmation and other proof of his residency for the Division of Elections. He adds the Republican Party also disputed his address when he ran for the same House seat 4 years ago. The Division of Elections director, Gail Fanumiai, says residency disputes are common. She has a considerable number of precedents she can use for guidance. Plus, the division works closely with the State Department of Law. But the name challenge is a new one. Fanumiai can't find any cases where the commonly used last name of the candidate doesn't match the legal one. Pierre also points out on his Alaska driver's license, Tuck is Christopher Scott Mestis, and that he's received his permanent fund dividend as Christopher Scott Mestis Tuck.
We've also filed a fraud complaint with the Permanent Fund Dividend Division with the state of Alaska for them to investigate whether or not he's illegally receiving his permanent fund.
Court records show Tuck started the process to change his name but didn't finish.
It's very disturbing that Mr. Mestis looks like he's hiding from something. It's just a matter of what he's trying to hide from.
They know me as Chris Tuck. Instead, they try to bring up a painful, hurtful past of my mother and my family. And that's despicable.
His biological father abandoned the family when he was an infant. He took the name of his stepfather when his mother remarried.
My Social Security is under Tuck. My electrical license is under Tuck. I went through the Anchorage School District system as Tuck and graduated and got a diploma from Diamond High School in 1984 as Tuck. And my banking account's all Tuck.
He says the protest is not so much about his name as it is about party politics and methods. The Division of Election has until October 27th to announce its decision. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.